Micah chapter 5. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they will live securely, for then his greatness will reach into the ends of the earth, and he will be our peace. Verses 4 and 5. Not only does he declare the promise, he will bring peace, but he affirms he will be, or he is, or has been, peace, as another translation says. There have always been and continue to be important and frequent summits of powerful rulers to establish world peace, but the world is still at war. So ineffective are human efforts to seek peace that the Apostle Paul warns us when people are saying, all is well and secure, and there is peace and safety, then in a moment, unforeseen destruction, ruin, and death will come upon them as suddenly as labor pains come upon a woman with child, and they shall by no means escape, for there will be no escape. 1 Thessalonians verses 5-3. This chapter not only reveals the geographical origin where the Prince of Peace would be born, but also one of the most eloquent illustrations of his person, the shepherd. The good shepherd gave us his life for the sheep. And by his sacrifice on the cross, we can enjoy peace with God and peace of God. The great shepherd, the Prince of Shepherds, knows every sheep, and when one of them is missing, he searches heaven and earth, but not to punish the sheep, but to find it, to put it on his shoulders, heal it, and bring it back into the fold. And we, like a baby asleep in the mother's arms, enjoys his inexplicable peace.